California.
Mm-hmm. Above California is?
Oregon, Washington.
There's a big one up north next to Washington.
That's Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Dakotas.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider the Dakotas to be part of the western states?
Yes, I do. That's probably not correct, though.
No, 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 it's not correct. It's not that it's incorrect or correct. It's that, you know, it's your perception. What do you perceive to be?
All right, then let me go back over to the west side. I said Idaho, Nevada,
mm-hmm.
Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas.
Did you say where the Mormons were from?
No, Utah.
Uh-huh.
I missed that.
And that's it, I think. Am I right? I think that's it.
I think so.
So you consider Texas to be a western state and also Oklahoma and Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. And, let's see, above Louisiana is Arkansas, above Arkansas is where St. Louis is, the state.
No, I didn't get the question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the state of, I'm asking you for the state that's above Arkansas.
Above Arkansas.
St. Louis is?
Missouri?
Mm-hmm. That's it. And the city in Illinois that's really big is?
Chicago?
Mm-hmm. And there's a big city in Ohio.
Cleveland or Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm. And you get up in the?
Morning?
Mm-hmm. And if something is coming in this direction, you say it's coming...
towards me.
Right? And how would you describe traveling to a place like Albuquerque? You'd say,
I'm going up to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. How about Tucson?
I'm going over to Tucson.
Okay. Oh, you have to get that, I guess.
No problem.
Okay. We're almost done with this, too. So, I think we were on the words up and down. You wouldn't say you're going down to Tucson?
No.
So, up and down refers strictly to north and south, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. And, let's see. When you travel, you go so many...
miles.
Mm-hmm. And if you are in a car, let's see... Your car breaks down, and you might have to...
push it.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of that is...
pull it.
Mm-hmm. And short distance. How would you describe a short distance? Like, if you wanted to go to a 7-Eleven, it was down the street. You'd say, I only had to go...
If it's real short, I would probably say it's 5 or 6 blocks away. Or if it were down on Mesa Street, I'd say it's 2 or 3 miles down there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would try to identify the... she won't leave you alone.
Oh, I love her.